on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
To eat, well, that them mean rock. Why don't you eat a rock? They're picking through the garbage behind my favorite restaurant. They're sickly pale, they're thin as a rat. I don't know what in the hell they want. Well, that them mean rock. Why don't you eat a rock? A burst will let them mean right. Why don't you eat a rat? I said I'm better on that. Why don't you eat a rat? Let them mean right, yeah. Why don't you eat a rat? I said I'm better on that. Why don't you eat a rat?
Shakes, dance, and rolls, need somebody's shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little pop shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little pop shivers, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little pop shivers, yeah, yeah.
WMFO
in Medford.
Hey, I like the way that worked.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta do that more often.
Doing it.
Yeah, let's do it. Pop Shivers, Atlantic's there, going out by request to Mike Stewart. Up Across before that, Let Them Eat Rock. 61 Ghosts in there with Heartbeat. The Clash, Spanish Bombs by request too. Yeah, Smitty was saying, Queen Bitch, you're killing it today, Brian. That was actually a John Macy request, as has been like a quarter of the songs I've played, at least, on today's show have been requests, I think.
I think so. I think you're doing pretty good.
Well, lots of requests. Everyone's doing pretty good. This is the way.
Team effort.
This is the way it should be. It's a great show.
We should have more snowstorms. People can't get outside. They're glued to us.
That's what it is. I have more listeners today because of the snow.
We'll take it.
Smit E. Smitty, the Beast Man. Well, I said, thanks, Beast Man. Sarah Billingsley said, isn't he Beats Man? Because he plays drums for Fire King. But I said,
and what did Smitty say about that?
He didn't say much, but I said, stay tuned because, you know, she says, now I'm intrigued. Yes.
Piqued your interest.
Smitty did leave me a song, Beware the Beast Man.
Yes.
By Smit D.
Smitty. And he's singing this, right? He's doing the vocals.
I think he is.
Yes.
Okay. Smitty, well, are you singing it?
Yeah.
I think so. I think Charlton Heston helps him a little bit. Drummer from Fire King, also known as Beast Man, Smit E. Smitty on MFO.
Does man marvel at the universe, that glorious paradox who sent me to the stars, to make war against his brother, keep his neighbor's children starving?
of us just don't want a girl to ball. We only want the girl that we care about, or nothing at all.
Saturdays, boys live life with themselves. Drink lots of beer and wait for half-time results. Afternoon tea in the lighter bar. Chat the girls, they dig it. Saturdays, girls work in Tesco's and Woolworths. Wear cheap perfume cos it's all they can afford. Go to discos, they drink baby's jam. Talk to Jane, bingo accents. La 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 la. Saturday's kids play one-armed bandits. They never win, but it's not the point, is it? Dipping silver paper when their pints go flat. How about that? Mums and dads smoke caps, do no filters. Wallpaper lives, cause they all die of cancer. What goes on, what goes wrong? Save up their money for a holiday to Chelsea, Bill or Bracklesham Bay. Think about the future when they're settled down. Met a girl next door, we've won on the way. These are the real creatures that time has forgot, not given a thought. It's the system, hate the system, smash the system. Saturday's kids live in council houses, wear V-neck shirts and baggy trousers. Drive Cortinas with a fur dashboard, stains on the seat. In the back, of course. La 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 la.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Paul Weller and the Jam there.
It's funny. I'm reading in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That he's also known as the Mod Father.
The Mod Father. That's like when they saw Neil Young back in the early 90s. He had Soundgarden. It was Soundgarden and Blind Melon. I think someone else, too. At least Soundgarden and Blind Melon, they opened up a Neil Young, and they called it the Godfather of Grunge Tour.
Godfather of Grunge, yeah.
It's a great show. And years later, I got to meet Chris Cornell and tell him about that, and he was like, oh, we only did a few of those. Yeah. You were at that? Like, right. I actually had a good story to talk to Chris Cornell about. It was
there
good.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Maybe I'll play some Soundgarden.
Whoa.
That's a little off the beaten crash course path. We talked to John Macy earlier. Well, those ones, Paul Weller, The Jam. Kenny from Medford wanted to hear something from The Jam, and he says he listens every week.
Well, it's good to know.
We just don't know, because he's on the FM dial. A lot of people are requesting on Facebook. If I don't see it, if I haven't seen it by this point...
Yeah, we can't find it. You might have
give
to
us
repost.
A call. Give call. Us a call. 855-915-9636. Because I just noticed this one. John Macy, who I talked to earlier, actually asked for this. He wanted to hear There She Goes by the L.A.'s.
The Laws.
The Laws. It looks like the L.A.'s to me. I don't know. The Laws. And my friends, do they do the original ones? The Laws? The original
There She Goes? I would say
it's the
so.
One
that's
there
the
she got,
yeah.
Is it a female singer? I think
no. I think it's male.
Is it? Because
I don't know if it's original.
Because for a long time I thought it was an Irresponsibles original.
That's what we're getting at. Yeah.
Peter Montgomery and the Irresponsibles, local band here in Boston.
I wish you had
they,
that.
They yeah. I don't. I don't think they ever recorded it, but they used to. Peter. They used to play it like at every show, and their version was a lot better than the Laws. If it's the same version I'm thinking of, still a good song though, of course, because Peter Montgomery decided to cover it, and he's one of my
Peter
favorite.
Can do no wrong.
He's one of my favorite local writers, songwriters, so and singers and. Yeah, we'll play something from him after.
That'd be great.
We'll play something new from Peter, and then we'll do a Montgomery song, and then an Irresponsible song. After the Laws on MFO.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Spending all my money, but was having a bit too much to drink, and I picked the wrong pursuit. I picked up by the law, and now I ain't got time to think. And I'm oh so tired of running, gonna lay down on the floor. I gotta rest some time so I can get to run some more.
What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits. and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
I think I've heard this all before. Silly bastard me. Once more. Let's go kick down the door. Silly bastard me. Once more. Ready, go. 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 Oh, I think I've seen this all.
WMFO in Medford. And that was State of the Union right there. Bassist from that band is actually bassist in my band.
Yes.
The Thigh Scrapers.
There.
Come see us. Come see us February 3rd down at the C-Note. And speaking of seeing shows...
We have the Boston Groupie News Review.
Yeah, hold on,
report.
Though.
Hold on.
Yeah, State of the Union there. We had a bunch by Irresponsibles and Mariah Carey. She's really lost her marbles, huh?
Why? She had one bad show.
No, but then she just popped into my show and she was talking about how it's summertime. I don't know. She's she's out of her mind. Anyways. Now it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report.
Now it's time. Okay. Tonight at Sally O'Brien's, we have The Last Ones, Tsunami of Sound, and Stop Calling Me Frank.
I told you to stop calling me Frank.
I know. I wonder why. And next Friday, The Liars, The Charms, The Modifies, they're at the Middle East upstairs.
Whoa, we should go see that
one. Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Yep, let's try it.
And... also the same night at Club Linehan Agogo with the Kenny Highland Band, Freaky and the Funkly are at Out of the Blue Gallery on Mass Ave Central Square.
Nice.
Yep. Quiet week, I think.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff coming up, actually.
And you can check out more on BostonGroupieNews.com. There's all that and more there.
Yeah, and I'm going to post their link because they have the year-end review, and it's wonderful. They have all these pictures that are fantastic, and it's just one or two lines about the shows that were going on this year. You know, if you have short attention span, it's easy to read. It's all there. The whole year is there.
Who wrote that? Paul?
Well,
Blowfish?
Blowfish is, it just doesn't say who wrote, well, yeah. I can't read who wrote it, but I'm reading the photos.
They have
the pictures by Blowfish and John.
Yeah. Keegan, Miss Lynn, Cardinal is over there. Go check out their BostonGroupieNews.com.
I'm going to post the Crash Course page, so if you want to read it.
Yeah, in review?
Check it out, yeah.
All right.
Beautiful.
So that's that. Yeah, we got a few more minutes left. Hey, doesn't that that new Peter Montgomery song, Any Soon? It kind of reminds me of Cars. I'm trying to figure out which one it is. Is it My Best Friend's Girl
I'm supposed to know what that song reminds you of?
Yes. You know, you're supposed to have telekinesis for that job.
I don't.
If you don't,
not yet.
You're fired!
Maybe in the next year.
All right.
Raise my consciousness.
Let's see if this is the song it was reminding me of. This is a different version, I think, but here we go. Cars, MFO. It's not, but great song.
Always getting dusty with this way in your eyes. touch me, it doesn't look a real surprise.
Yes, she comes again,
just underneath the stormy sky.
Gotcha.
that takes us to the end of another Crash Course for the Ravers show. A great show.
Lots of
listener participation. Please come back next week, everyone. I know there's a bunch of people listening right now. Join us next week.
We're going to have Andy California next week.
Next week, we usually have guests. If you're a first-time listener, usually with this guest, but we're the only ones who made it through the snow today. Next week, stay tuned. Andy California. And stay tuned, Vin Magazzini's.
Coming up
with Acoustic Sailing. Until next time,
see ya!